those desperate conditions, you still have a large proportion of men who don't give the women the chance to do their bit. I can remember one very fiery little Welsh woman jumping up on a chair in a meeting of the unemployed and shouting out, "You men, you men. You get up there and make speeches and say, bring your wives into it, bring your wives into it. But for God's sake, don't take mine. I want her there when I come home in the evening."
Did the women help organise marches? Or yes, were they just did. Looking
no,
after food and things like that?
They did help. But in order to get themselves heard more and to be allowed to help more and to assist more, they did form their own committees to a large extent. There were women's committees attached to the National Unemployed Workers Movement and a women's auxiliary to the Canterbury Unemployed Workers Association, which was a separate one. And in 1934-35, we formed working women's committees through the country. I was thinking over those. I was secretary of this little movement, which didn't get very big, but which was fairly widespread. And we had a couple of study camps. Now, today we have the phrase in the women's liberation movement of consciousness raising. We didn't use that phrase, but that is exactly what we were doing with our study camps. And I was trying to think of any specific achievements we could claim for our working women's committees. It's pretty hard to say exactly what because our achievements were so local. But in this of strengthening the women's role in these general movements at the time, they were certainly very effective.